for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with news headlines for Wednesday, February 25th, 2015.
We want to recognize the differential between New York City and the rest of the state, because the truth is it's more expensive to live in New York City than it is to live in the rest of the state. So we want to raise it to $10.50 statewide, but we want to raise it to $11.50 in the city of New York.
Governor Andrew Cuomo on raising the minimum wage, speaking at a labor rally in New York City on Tuesday.
The concept of the minimum wage was if you work full time, you will be out of poverty and you can live with dignity and take care of your family. That's what the minimum wage means. And when it's $18,000 in New York City, you can't get there. And business doesn't have the excuse of saying, we can't afford anymore, we're broke, because we know they're not.
Cuomo said a rising tide raises all boats. Business is doing well, he said, and labor has to go along with business. While this isn't the raise to $13 an hour Mayor de Blasio is looking for, it was applauded just the same by Hector Figueroa of 32BJ SEIU.
Brothers and sisters, we are on the move. We're gaining momentum. New York is leading the way. We are going to raise wages throughout this country.
And there was an announcement of a victory in pay equity and worker equity.
The labor commissioner is giving all tip workers a 50% raise.
Peter Ward is head of the AFL-CIO's New York Hotel and Motel Trades Union Council.
Among the reforms the wage board has recommended is raising the minimum wage for tipped workers from $5 to $7.50 an hour.
The raise for all tipped workers goes into effect December 31, 2015. It affects an estimated 229,000 tipped workers. In New York City, the tipped wage will automatically go to $8.50 an hour if the city gets permission to raise its minimum wage above the state's rate. And that's what the governor says he wants to do. Trayvon Martin's killer won't face federal charges. George Zimmerman, the self-proclaimed neighborhood watch volunteer, a wannabe cop turned vigilante, shot and killed Trayvon Martin February 26, 2012. Martin was 17 years old. He was unarmed. Zimmerman was not convicted of second-degree murder by a state jury in Florida. And now the Justice Department says he won't face a federal civil rights violation either. Prosecutors from the Justice Department Civil Rights Division and the FBI met with the Martin family. They informed them of the findings of the investigation and the decision. The Martin family lawyer Ben Crum called the decision a bitter pill to swallow, even though it was expected. He said what they told his family and I was that because Trayvon wasn't able to tell us his version of events, there was a lack of evidence to bring the charges. That's the tragedy, Crum said. The decision not to prosecute Zimmerman comes even though Holder made civil rights a cornerstone of his tenure as U.S. Attorney General. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. There's success for opponents of the Keystone XL pipeline. President Obama, as promised, vetoed the measure on Tuesday. It would have approved construction of a pipeline to bring dirty tar sands oil through the U.S. It would have come from Alberta, Canada, to refineries on the Gulf Coast. They specialize in processing heavy crude oil. The veto sends the issue back to Congress, where Republicans haven't shown they can muster the two-thirds majority in both chambers needed to override it. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the president vetoed the bill almost as soon as it arrived at the White House, without any drama or fanfare or delay. Go to the website 350.org for more information about activist actions to ensure that the pipeline doesn't become a reality. Weather-wise, it's mostly sunny with a high near 34 degrees in the city today, wind chill values between 10 and 20. Increasing clouds tonight with a low around 13 degrees. On Thursday, there's a chance of snow with temperatures in the 20s. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.